This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Parliamentarians demand for the provision of compulsory gender education and safe technology use in school. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel urges swift post-mortem process for victims of Saurya airline crash at Trivan University Teaching Hospital. And ship with 9 crew members sinks off Taiwan as typhoon hits. Now the news in detail. Members of the House of Representatives have stressed the importance of making gender education compulsory at schools. In a meeting of the Women's Social Affairs Committee under the House of Representatives, parliamentarians noted that sexual violence would likely decrease if children received gender education early. Likewise, parliamentarians also highlighted that with most children using new technology, it is crucial to teach them safe technology use starting from school. Additionally, they called for menstruation education in school. Chief of Education at UNESCO office in Kathmandu, Dhurba Raj Rekmi, mentioned that UNESCO is running campaigns to reduce violence against girls in school in partnership with the government. The number of patients with viral fever, dengue and scrub typhus has increased at Kandbari Hospital in Sankhuwa Sava district. According to the hospital, the cases surged since mid-July, posing challenges for managing the required number of beds. The hospital's information officer, Shekhar Khatri, stated that as cases rise, the available beds are insufficient. As a result, alternative spaces like the hall and an open area within the hospital are being used for patient care. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has extended grief over the Saurya Airlines plane crash, which killed 18 people on board. Reaching the Trivan University Teaching Hospital today, Minister Paudel took stock of the post-mortem situation. He also extended condolences to the bereaved family members and urged the hospital administration to facilitate the activities of handing over the bodies to their families after post-mortem. Post-mortem and identification of the 18 victims of the crash have begun in Trivan University Teaching Hospital. A 25-member technical team is handling the process. Chief of Faculty of Forensic Medicine, Dr. Gopal Prasad Chaudhary, said it takes about 4 hours to identify each body. Due to the shortage of medical personnel, doctors from other hospitals will assist. The identity should be established within 72 hours, but DNA tests could take 2 weeks if needed. The incident occurred when the plane with call sign 9NAME skidded off the runway and fell into a ditch while taking off for Pokhara from Trivan International Airport on Wednesday morning. The Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly met to address issues with rising consumer goods prices, market monitoring and consumer rights. At the meeting held today at Singha Darbar, it was highlighted that lack of market knowledge forces citizens to buy poor quality food. It was suggested that food should be imported from reliable sources at fair prices. Consumer rights activists reported issues with expired food, excess pesticides, and inaccurate labeling in various products. Parliamentarians recommended solving these problems by enforcing current consumer laws, purchasing goods directly from farmers, and implementing consumer awareness courses in schools and universities. The Sudur Pashim Province government, led by Dhirga Bahadur Sodhari of CPN Unified Socialists, has failed to approve the budget on time. The budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 was not passed after the CPN-UML left the government. Consequently, the provincial government's revenue collection and expenditure halted on 16th July. Chief Minister Sodhari is preparing to take a vote of confidence from the province assembly by 2nd August. Information officers designated at local governments and other government offices in Chitwan are being deprived of information themselves. At a meeting, information officers held at the District Administration Office of Chitwan, the designated officer shared that they were out of reach of the information. Information officer of different municipality and office reported challenges in timely information dissemination due to delays, accessibility issues and workload management. Chief District Officer Indra Devi Yadav suggested the information officers to obtain information from the concerned officials directly. The Food Technology and Quality Control Division Office has filed case against 38 industries in connection with the regulation of food hygiene and quality. In the fiscal year 2023-2024, the office filed cases against 38 industries producing substandard food and beverages against the Food Act. According to Office Chief Jyoti Acharya, 38 industries were found producing substandard products while carrying out sample tests collected after monitoring 77 industries. As per the Food Act 2023 Bikram Samvat, any business producing and selling contaminated and substandard food items will be jailed for 5 years or penalized ₹50,000 in cash or both. In Karnali province, 112 people died in road accident over the past year. The Karnali Province Police Office reported 1,445 vehicular accidents during this period. Kalikot saw 7 deaths from 48 accidents. Jajakot had 5 deaths from 68 accidents. Dailik had 10 deaths from 70 accidents. And Jumla recorded 7 deaths from 41 accidents. Motorcycles, scooters and autos were the most involved vehicles with 771 motorcycle accidents. Other vehicles included auto rickshaws, jeeps, cars and trucks. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rescue officials in Taiwan are searching for a cargo ship with 9 crew members that has sunk off its southern coast. According to BBC, the Tanzania-flagged freighter had been off the southern port city of Kaohsiung when Taiwan was struck by Typhoon Gaimi. The storm has also brought relentless rain to the Philippines, where a tanker carrying close to 1.5 million liters of industrial fuel has capsized. Officials said Typhoon, which made landfall on Taiwan's east coast on Wednesday, has killed 3 people and injured hundreds more on the island. 25 migrants have been killed in a shipwreck off the coast of Mauritania, and dozens of them are still missing. The BBC reports the incident took place near the capital city. The International Organization for Migration confirmed that more than 190 people were still missing. The rescue operation is underway to recover the missing people. A Coast Guard commander said the Mauritanian Coast Guard rescued 103 migrants so far and recovered 25 bodies. Hamas says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to U.S. Congress shows he is not serious about a ceasefire. Reuters reported that thousands of people protest against Prime Minister Netanyahu in Washington, D.C., demanding his arrest. At least 129 Palestinians were killed and hundreds wounded in Khan Yunis since Israel launched its latest attack, with about 150,000 residents forced to flee. On a different note, Israeli forces retrieved the bodies of 5 people taken hostage in the Gaza Strip during Hamas's October 7 attack on southern Israel. An Mi-28 military helicopter crashed in an uninhabited area of southern Russia, killing the crew. A defense ministry statement confirmed that according to preliminary information, a technical malfunction caused the disaster. The Agence France-Presse reported that it crashed in a forest about 150 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, light to moderate rainfall is occurring at a few places of all provinces. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy across the country this afternoon. There is a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces. There is influence of monsoon wind in the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentarians demand for the provision of compulsory gender education and safe technology use in school. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel urges swift post-mortem process for victims of Saurya airline crash at Trivan University Teaching Hospital. And ship with 9 crew members sink off Taiwan as typhoon hits. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.